This is Paloma, and I'm here with Davey of PiratePods.com. And we're sitting in front of the Ruby Room with one Mr. Bill Cardinal. Say hello.
Hello. I got 65 more miles to Pennsylvania. The gray skies hide the sadness in her eyes. Stay further from New York City and the California coast is on my mind.
Billy, tell us how you got started.
Started doing what?
Answering your phone.
No, I started playing music.
I started playing a long time ago. Picked up my mom's guitar. She played a little bit, but she quit. She bought a guitar when I was about 9, and just to have a nice one around, I guess, and I picked it up when I was about 11, and just started learning on my own, and my phone keeps ringing.
Go ahead, answer it.
Oh, it's DJ Gonzo. He's supposed to be here, but he's not. Gonzo, you douche. What are you doing?
It's at the Ruby Room. You have a gig at the Ruby Room tonight. That's cool with me. I'm not paying you. I don't know. All right, I don't know who's paying me either. All right, I'll tell him. All right, bye. Yeah, sorry for the interruption.
That's okay.
Where was I? Oh, picked up the guitar and I just kind of played around my own for a long time until, you know, series of events in life happened, and then I just started writing country songs, which is what I grew up on. And then you'd get to be a high school kid and you think you're too cool for country and you go into punk rock and things like that, but then I eventually went back to it, I guess.
So, in a sense, were you a closet country listener? I mean, at this point, it was not something that you would really talk about while you were in school.
You know, I would talk about it, but yeah, I didn't really listen to it at all when I was in high school. Like, I just kind of got into other things, and after that, I went back to it. So,
you said your mother had a guitar around the house, and that was it simply decorative, or was it something? Was she actually a musician?
She played. She took lessons when she was younger, and it's the same guitar I'm playing tonight. You know, it's the guitar is about 16 years old. It's not the best guitar, but it's got a lot of loving it, you know. So,
do you like beets?
Do I like beets, like Tom Waits?
No, like beets, like the food beets.
Oh, yeah, sure. Pickled beets, yeah, those are fine. God damn it. Sorry, the band leader, everybody calls the band leader.
It's okay.
Oh, it's Gonzo again.
Yeah, what's up? They asked me about that. They said that they're not working, and I told them that you usually bring your own, so. All right. Yeah. All right. Phone off.
So, besides country music, there, would you say that there's anything else that maybe equally is influential to what you do?
A lot of jazz stuff, like Cole Porter type songs. I like those a lot. And then, of course, you know, some punk music, you know, some little rock and roll attitude. I see it a lot. I mean, I don't think it's anything new. I think Waylon Jennings was doing it, and Merle Haggard and all those guys were doing it back 40 years ago, but, you know, I read somewhere, Johnny Cash, he was older, late 80s, early 90s, he went to a metal show, and I read that he said, well, the energy's a lot like what it was like when I was starting out. So, I mean, I think that energy transfers to each generation. It's just a different sound.
I think if you play music, then you realize the threads between the various genres, if you want to put a label on something, where you can put a thread, and you actually see these similarities all across that. So, it's not unlikely for somebody like Johnny Cash to go out and see a metal show. I wonder which one he saw, though. That'd be interesting to figure out. Right on. So I guess you'd mentioned that you'd picked up the guitar at a very young age. Was it at that time that you realized that you would be a musician, or was there something else, another dream that you had in your mind at the time?
I think ever since then, I wanted to be a musician. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a doctor, but, you know, I'm glad I changed my mind on that because my family was too poor to send me to medical school. So,
so how does country fit into Southern California, the whole music scene? What's your take on that?
Well, where we are right now in uptown, downtown area, not so much, but I grew up in Alpine, Lakeside, East County, and there was a ballroom in Lakeside, a ballroom in El Cajon, you know, all over. There are ballrooms all over that East County that was a regular tour stop for country musicians. And Johnny Paycheck lived in Alpine for a while, and you go to Valley Music on El Cajon, and the owner there will tell you how her dad played fiddle for Johnny Cash. So, I mean, the tradition's there. It's maybe not in the city so much, but it used to be. In California, I mean, there was the whole Bakersfield thing happening, you know, and so I really looked to that sound a lot. Buck Owens and Merle Haggard and
Merle is from
Wynn
there.
Stewart.
Not a lot of people realize Merle was from Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
He was born there. So.
He was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right.
Born
in Oklahoma. Oh, good.
He was an Okie. He moved to Bakersfield, and his dad died when he was there, and he was stuck there. So.
So what other jobs have you had?
I worked in grocery stores a lot. My sister's a manager at a Vons grocery store, so she got me my first job in high school bagging groceries. And then I worked for Dreyer's Ice Cream, stocking shelves, waking up at 5 in the morning, going into freezers. And I did that for a while. And now I make most of my money. It's hustling, making private lessons, and little money playing here and there, but not much.
Yeah, I like to ask this one. If there's one thing you'd like to change tomorrow, what would it be?
Country radio. I'd like there to be country radio, because there isn't right now. It's Nash Pop.
So if there is one thing that you like about the San Diego music scene...
There's just everything you could even want to ever hear is here in San Diego. I mean, you can go... hear anything you want. You can go to a punk show, you can go to a metal show, you can go to a reggae show, you can go to jazz. But I mean, the downside of that is it's hard to get a lot of people at one show.
Yeah.
You know, because people might think tonight, well, I want to go see a punk band. I want to go, you know. So, and there's, you know, it's hard playing a country band because it's hard booking shows with similar bands. There's a lot of alt country type bands in San Diego, which I play a lot with, but it's not what we're doing, I guess. So, you know, but the Ryan Adams, Wilco type thing is real big right now. But, you know, and it works. People like us, but I just feel like it's a little different. So, but that's good. It's a good scene in San Diego. There's some good alt-style bands coming up. So,
yeah, thanks for your honest answer.
That's really good.
All right, so... tell me a story about one of your first gigs as a country band. A good story.
As a country band or me playing by myself? Yeah. Let's see.
You can't even lie about it.
You can make it up.
Seriously.
All right, well...
also tall tale. We're happy.
Oh, here's a true one, actually. About a month ago, my drummer and I and Bonnie James... she found this gig up at the Southern California State Fair in Paris, Lake Paris, up the 215. And we got there, and I knew it could have been a fun thing, and it could have just bombed going up there, but I thought, oh, it'll be fun. So we went up there, and we got there, and we looked at the stage, and it was a magician stage. It was this tiny little stage. It was goofy looking, red, white, and blue with dots on it. And it was called the Fun Time Stage. And, you know, we set up. And I had my friend Digger, who played Digger with a D, who takes pictures. of us. He just was going along for the ride. We get there, and our drummer's like, well, I need a beer. So we asked the magician guy, and it's like a family event. We had to sign all these papers saying no cussing, no drinking, and all this. It's a family atmosphere. And he's like, we asked him, he's like, I don't give a shit. Just don't make a mess. And then, so we went and did that, and then we came back, and we're like, this, nobody's ever going to watch this. So we got up there, and Vonnie did her thing. She got a few people up there, and it was good talking to a few people. And then I went up there, and it was just crickets. All the crickets were even dead, so... We just went up there and played on this stage. I mean, it was late at night, and they canceled the magic show right before us. And the magician guy who was running the stage said, "Yeah, it's for kids, and who the fuck's gonna be here at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night?" He's all, "Just Mexicans, and the show's in English, so they won't even understand it."
That's a good one. I like it.
So, yeah, we went up there and we played, and then that was it. And we watched the magician did a show right after that, and it was just goofy. It was this old hippie who was like this philosophy major in college, and like just all this weird stuff. He just talked about how much weed he smoked, and
love it. Thank you. That's a good one.
Okay, so I want you to give us an idea about what's in store for us tonight, but I want you to do so by giving me a sales pitch or an infomercial, something of that nature.
How are you guys?
Well, let's see, my band knows I'm not good at stage banter, but I'll give it my best. Tonight we have Bill Cardinal and the Canyon Band, all the way from East County, San Diego. Bill grew up in Alpine, spent too much time with a bunch of hillbillies playing guitar, spent too many years drinking, and it turns out he's got a country band now, and he's playing for you tonight, and he's got a great band behind him, and opening up are two lovely ladies, and if he ever gets here, is an ass-ugly DJ.
Do you have any pre-show rituals besides drinking lots of water?
I'm just drinking water.
From Ralph's.
Yeah. I'm outside and thirsty, but pre-show rituals, no. Just not really. Just go on stage. I usually try and tune my guitars.
Tune play?
I don't have any warm-ups or any superstitious things, really. I don't know. Not really. Usually try and have a... not drink too much. That's my pre-show ritual. Because I've had that one show, I think everybody has it, where you just drink way too much before you go on stage and you don't remember playing. But it happened to be that one first show that anybody ever videotaped of us. So I watched it, and I was like, and that's never happening again.
So what we do commonly at the end of an interview is we'll ask every musician or artist that we speak to just give us their best pirate impression. So I'll ask you to do that and see what you can do.
I'm not good at the pirate voice.
Do you know a pirate joke?
I don't know a pirate joke. All right, here's one. All right, so a pirate goes into a bar. Can I tell a long one?
You can tell.
All right, so pirate goes into a port. He orders... 3 shots of rum, and so the barmaid drinks 3 glasses and pours 3 shots of rum. So he says, drink them all. He takes off and goes on his wherever he goes, and he comes back about a month later and he goes to the same place, and he's dressed real funny, like he's dressed like Jack Sparrow or something stupid looking. So the barmaid remembers him, it's the same one. He orders 3 shots of rum, so he drinks all 3. And then the barmaid goes, why do you order 3 shots of rum at the same time instead of just drinking one at a time? And he goes, well, me 2 brothers are also pirate captains, and we never get to see each other. So we always made this vow that whenever we stop in a port, we'll stop at the bar and get 3 shots of rum, 1 for each brother. So she goes, okay, that makes sense. So, you know, he takes off and does another round, and then he comes back a month or 2 later, and he goes in. It's the same barmaid, and he says... I'll have 2 shots of rum. And she does a double take because she remembers him, his stink or whatever, and gets 2 shots of rum. And she asks, well, what happened to your 3rd shot? And he goes, after he finishes his 2, he says, well, I quit drinking.
That's a good one. Thanks so much. Once again, we're with Billy Cardinal tonight at San Diego's Ruby Room on University, piratepods.com. This is Davey and the lovely Paloma Pirate. Good night. Thanks so much. Come out and see Billy Cardinal.
That's good. We got a lot of dates coming up.
So I used to go to church each and every Sunday morning. I looked at the ladies and I searched for the Lord. But Saturdays can tempt a man, so I don't go no more. Those drunken nights always last too long.